black helicopter crowd notion.
The tyranny is always lurking just around the corner.
It's nursing. They've been crazy, but now they're right.
Black helicopter crowd really is upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you. They're zombies.
Hello, and welcome to the podcast. You're listening to Black Helicopter News, and I'm your host, Andrew Robinson. We have a lot of information to get to today, but before we get to that, I have a few announcements and things I'd like to say. I'm working on my new digital album entitled Rorschach Test. The cover is just going to be an ink blot, and I have 4 songs written so far. I'm hoping to release it in the coming weeks. I'll have a special album release episode giving everyone a sneak peek before it drops. We're recording the show now on a new microphone. Friend of the show, Jay Hernandez, host of the Minds podcast. You may remember him from episode 7. Give me one of his old mics, which is a lot better sound quality than what I was using. So if you notice a difference, you can thank him. We met up over the weekend on Saturday, and I visited the Sungeon, the Central Command Center, for his podcast. And we talked about a lot of things that'll air sometime this month. I've known Jay for quite some time. He's friends with my cousin John and brother-in-law of my friend Chris. And I always knew of him in the local indie music scene. Last summer, I bumped into him at my cousin's barbecue. Podcasting came up, and not long after, we both appeared on each other's shows. And now we do keep in touch and collaborate on ideas and stuff. Well, the day before, on Friday, he came out to the Words on Main Writer Series kickoff event at Dino's on Main in Asbury Park, New Jersey. And we were both in the audience. He was there interviewing people and booking guests for his show. I'm glad I got a chance to introduce him to Damian Rucci, who I met through a mutual friend, Finn, a few years back at Brookdale Community College. And back then we were talking about podcasting, so it's been years we were talking about it. Now here we are finally podcasting on a regular basis. Anyway, he was a performer that night reciting poetry from his new chapbook, A Symphony of Crows. Damian's also the host of the Damian Rucci Hour podcast and will appear on the Minds podcast next episode, so be on the lookout for that. Can't wait to hear that interview myself. We're all on iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio. Make sure you're subscribed to all 3 of our podcasts because we make guest appearances on each other's shows from time to time. Also, switching gears, I appreciate all you guys that are subscribed to the podcast, and I'm working to make this a better show. I'm going to open up a little more so I can give this show a little more character. I'm not going to lie, I've had a few bad months. I've been going through my own personal issues, skipping yoga classes, not meditating, depressed. And I had a falling out with a couple people. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not perfect. I don't have all the answers, but I am working on myself. My chakras are out of balance, and this is what happens when you let the matrix pull you in. Mainstream culture really infuses us with fear, anger, envy, and depression. So for 2016, I'm stepping back outside the matrix, where there's higher vibration, beings of light and love, aka good people, learning, and the pursuit of truth. And hopefully this will lead to better episodes and dialogue. One more thing, I want you guys to check out and like our Facebook page, which is a companion to the podcast. A lot of the articles we talk about are posted there. So share the page, share the podcast with friends and family. It's really important you spread this podcast. You're helping to wake people up. I just really want to let the listeners know how important you are to me, to the podcast, and to the world. We can talk about anything on this show, and anybody's welcome to come on. You can also reach out if you'd like to be a guest or any other comments or suggestions at blackhelicopternews@gmail.com.
Grammy Award winner and platinum recording artist, President Zen 1. His debut studio album, Philosopher's Stone, including the smash single, New World Order. President Zen 1, Philosopher's Stone, the digital album, available on iTunes, Amazon Music, Google Play, and CDBaby.com. Get your copy today. Andrew Robinson here. At Armageddon Record Shop, we've partnered with eBay to expand our operation. My goal is to find the best deals on the highest quality products and give them to you at the lowest prices possible. The New World Order wants us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. Visit us at ebay.com/USR/Armageddon Record Shop. Books, video games, clothing, and much more. New items every month. Armageddon Record Shop on eBay.
And we're back. Next up, the Akashic Records. What are they and do they actually exist? This is on CollectivelyConscious.com. The Akashic Records. What are they? According to various scholars in the realm of esoteric philosophy, the Akashic Records are a kind of database which contain a record of the soul's journey. According to Alice Bailey, an author of more than 24 books on theosophical subjects, the Akashic Record is like an immense photographic film registering all the desires and earth experiences of our planet. Those who perceive it will see the life experiences of every human being since time began. Only a trained occultist can distinguish between actual experience and those astral pictures created by imagination. According to the late Edgar Cayce, the Akashic Records can be seen as the universe's supercomputer, a central storage facility of all information for every individual who has ever lived throughout the cosmos. Apart from recording the events that occur in your life, they record every act, deed, word, thought, feeling, emotion, intent, and motive. Apparently, the records contain the entire history of every soul since the dawn of creation. Are the Akashic Records real? So, is there any proof of their existence? Well, we're limited by modern-day understanding of what qualifies as proof. Anything that can't be perceived by physical senses, there's no way to prove how we define proof, because the Akashic Records can't be seen, touched, heard, or otherwise measured. But this doesn't mean we can't theorize, because Albert Einstein said, "Everything you can imagine is real." And another good quote from Nikola Tesla, "The day science begins to study non-physical phenomena, it'll make more progress in one decade than in all the previous centuries of existence." And some ancient philosophies and esoteric teachings have been validated by modern-day science. But one great argument for its existence is the fact that it's an ancient concept, and occult means quest for truth. Authors have been writing about this for years. Ancient peoples may not have understood the science behind the phenomenon they observed, at least not in a way we understand science, but their theories often prove correct. I do believe there's some sort of spiritual database out there we're all connected to, and everything about us can be found there. But I can't say it exists for certain, because I can't prove it. All I can say in my heart, I believe it's true. And I don't think these records are used to judge people negatively. I just think they're there, backing up hard drive of the consciousness of humanity. So, truth or disinfo? You decide.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
Party members have been murdered, Chief Inspector.
We're interrupting your regularly scheduled program to bring you this terrifying report.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
New York, very much a city still in chaos. The phones are not working properly. The subway lines are not working properly.
The sky now black with smoke in front of us. Just across the Tigris River here, this is shock and awe, Tom, to the population of Baghdad. Shock and awe, indeed.
The people you liberate will witness the honorable and decent spirit of the American military.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Come on.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
I love my dad. I'd kill for him.
I'd go to prison for him because I love him so much.
I love Bill Clinton.
What does that make Hillary Clinton to the Bush family?
My sister-in-law.
When you are subverting the power of government, that's a fundamentally dangerous thing to democracy.
What do you think of Edward Snowden?
I think he's a traitor.
Obama is the one that kills the U.S. troops if the Russians bomb any of them. Obama is the one that put them in harm's way. Obama is the one using them as human shields.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Welcome to America, ISIS. This is what we do. Woo!
We got people that have taken your asses out in this building right now. We're armed to the teeth, and we're not scared. You got that, you sons of bitches?
In 2012, your agency was saying, quote, the Salafists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Al-Qaeda in Iraq are the major forces driving the insurgents in Syria. Mm-hmm. In 2012, the U.S. was helping coordinate arms transfers to those same groups. Why did you not stop that?
Why didn't you come forward before? What were you waiting for?
Well, for you, Inspector. I needed you.
I suddenly had this feeling that everything was connected. We're all part of it. Are we ready for it?
And we're back. Next up, how to access the Akashic Records. Motivation is critical. If someone attempts to enter the hall with mere curiosity or malicious intent, they're going to be rejected. This is from Why We Are Born, Remembering Our Purpose through the Akashic Records. Some of the things it says, reading your own Akashic Records doesn't require you to access the hall where all of the Akashic Records are stored. You carry an energetic copy of your own, so reading your own Akashic Records isn't that difficult. But there are prerequisites. One, the ability to get into a meditative state. While regular intuition can come in a casual way, reading the Akashic Records takes a little more focus. You need to be able to set aside your current thoughts and be open to whatever you find. The other prerequisite is a willingness to reveal and accept whatever is recorded about yourself, even if it's disturbing information. Compassionate understanding of humanity and history is also helpful. So to start reading your own Akashic Records, you might want to have a certain ritual. Doing some preparatory meditation is a good idea. Voicing your intentions, always a good practice. Say something like,
let the energy of love, light, and truth prevail on earth. My spirit guides, please help me open my Akashic Records so that I may have the wisdom to live this life with more awareness and courage.
The love, light, and truth part is essential. You're making it clear that you're doing this reading with love, not judgment, with light, spiritual awareness, not confusion. And for truth, rather than hiding in untruth. In other words, you're saying you're open to the truth, whatever it is, and you're willing to accept it with love and light. Now, it's not recommended to read these records out of just curiosity because it won't be that productive. If you ask what were you doing in a past life, you might get information regarding any of your many past lives, regardless of how influential that lifetime may be on your present life. The answer could also be uninteresting, vague. The inquiry for the Akashic Records needs to be clear and direct. So it's advised to read them for problem solving. You might see a picture or video clip in your third eye. You might hear music that symbolizes something. You might feel, smell, or taste it. You might just know. You just gotta trust it. Receive this information. Ask some additional clarifying questions if you need to, and then close the session with gratitude. How will you know if you received accurate information? It'll resonate and make sense to you. You know, you just gotta trust it. A few additional cautions. Keep your reading session brief. They contain an astronomical amount of information, so it's critical to keep your focus. You'd get overwhelmed by the various pieces of information, and it can cause an inaccuracy in a reading, and your brain can get overloaded. One other thing. It's caution not to read other people's Akashic Records unless you have their consent, because, you know, we're all entitled to our own privacy. Reading the Akashic Records is like walking in someone's house and looking around, snooping, and, you know, it's just not your place to do that. The Akashic Records are a shared resource throughout the history of this universe. Perhaps when this universe ends and another one starts with another Big Bang, we'll have another set of Akashic Records. Until then, we have to treat this record with respect. And ladies and gentlemen, just like there is a spirit and a body, an ethereal soul and a physical material body, there are striking similarities between the Akashic Records and the NSA bulk spying database. There is always a physical representation of the spiritual world. Humans are created out of the earth, but the spirit is everlasting. The Akashic Records were not meant to judge people by. This is why physical manifestation, which is a Luciferian concept, is wrong. They're using the Akashic Records. They're creating a physical representation of the Akashic Records, and they're using it to judge. They're using it to imprison, to blackmail, to blacklist. I want to access the Akashic Records because I want to expand my mind with light and love.